Well, good afternoon, Journey Church family. We're so happy that we can join you again for what we're calling our midweek Journey Church news. This is week three, and we are so honored that we can come into your home to where you're at, and we can just give you a little brief update with what's going on here at Journey Church so we can kind of stay connected during this time where we're practicing social distancing. By the way, just a question for all of you folks out there. How is day eight of Safer at Home going for you? I trust all is going well. I trust that everything is just, you guys are getting closer and closer. And let's just remember that during this season of adversity, one of the ambitions that we have as a church is we want to just follow the scriptural example that we find in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Let's look at this verse together. I'm sorry, verse 16, where Paul says this. He says, make the most of every opportunity. So that's the challenge that we're placing in front of each and every one of us. And that is that not only are we going to just survive this time, but our goal is that we're going to thrive through this time. Or as we've been saying in church the past several weeks, we want to take what the most of the world sees as a negative. They see as a challenge, and certainly it is a challenge for many of us. But we want to take that negative and we want to turn it into a positive, because we believe that God wants to redeem even the days that we're living in. I think of the late great coach John Wooden, who used to tell his players this. He used to say, hey, make every day a treasure. And that's what we want to do here, is we want to just make every day the best possible day that it can be. And we're so thankful for that. So, Nolan, let me ask you a quick question right here. We have Nolan, my youngest son, with us this afternoon. Nolan, what are you doing right now to make the most of this opportunity in your life?
Personally, I'm trying to get all my schoolwork done because I just want to be done with it. But also reading more. And we're doing a little challenge with the college, who can run the most miles. So I'm trying to win that.
Oh, cool. What's the grant? What's the big prize?
Pride.
Oh, pride. So it's one of those priceless prizes. So, well, Nolan, we have a few announcements that we want to share with our church family this afternoon because we want everybody to be on the same page. So, Nolan, why don't you just begin sharing with us some of the things that are going on at Journey Church that we just want to make sure everybody's up on.
Yeah, on Monday, April 6th, we're doing a Bible reading plan together as a church, and we're going through Why Easter. It's going to be on the YouVersion Bible app, so if you don't have it, I would suggest you download the app on the App Store today and be ready to click on the link that we will post on our website and Facebook on Monday. Click it, join, and we'll read together as a church family.
No, I just want to encourage all of our family. Hey, let's not anyone jump ahead. We want to do this together. So let's make sure we hold off and we all begin on, like Nolan said, Monday the 6th of April. One other thing that we're doing right now as a church family is, if you've been around our church, you know that for this year what we've been doing is we've been committing the very first week of each and every month. We call it First Week. And you say, well, what is first week? First week is basically when we as a church commit that very first week to say we're going to pray and believe God to do great things. So I just want to encourage us, even though we're not going to be able to meet together, I just want us to keep this up, that we're going to continue to pray beginning this Sunday, and we'll begin, which will be Sunday the 5th, and we'll pray through Friday the 11th. So we just want to encourage you to join with us. Also want to let you know there is a prayer guide that's going to be posted online. So we're all praying the same prayers. We're praying with unity. We're praying with power. And we would just love for you to join with us. I also want to let you know that I just want to encourage you. I know that we're going through this thing right now called Safer at Home. I just want to encourage you. Would we change that to Pray at Home? So we just want to encourage you to find a room in your house, take your prayer guide with you. Let's pray through these five requests together. Also, another challenge is maybe you're out and about, you need to get out of the house. Is there anybody in that boat? You're saying, I've had enough, I need to get all out for a little drive. Maybe you bring your prayer guide with you, you pull into the church parking lot, and hey, just pull into the church parking lot, begin to pray for these five requests. I think that would be really cool to see cars in our lot next week because we know there's people praying because we believe in the power of prayer. Nolan, let's look at the last announcement.
Yeah, my brother mentioned last week that we're starting next class on Sunday, April 19th at 11 a.m., and we just want to say that again. We have had people sign up, and if you are interested, you can register on the website. But awesome. Our next class is just the front doors to Journey Church, where you learn about our values, what we believe, but also how you can get plugged into Journey
awesome.
Church. We have a spiritual assessment, spiritual gift assessment, and a personality assessment where you can learn about yourself and where you'd like to serve at Journey Church.
All right. That's going to be a great class. Also going to touch on vision, values, missions. It's kind of going to lead you into membership. And the good news is, Nolan, as we've been talking about making the most of the opportunity, it's cool knowing that we've already have some people signed up. And I love that because it's just showing us as a church that we're not going backwards. We're not even going to stay the same. But in this season, we're going to make the most and we're going forward. We're going to have more people in membership when this is all said and done. And I just give a shout out and say, yay, God, because I just think it's so cool that even in this season of shutdown, that the Church of Jesus Christ is still moving forward, and we are the church. Just a couple other things as we close this afternoon. Just want to remind you to join us this Sunday morning, April the 5th. We want to invite you to join us on Facebook Live at 9:30 a.m. And by the way, I just want to encourage you, this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to invite somebody to our church. And I think it's really cool because some people are afraid to come into a building and maybe a little hesitant about coming into a building for the first time. This is cool that we get to bring Journey Church to them so they can experience Journey Church for the first time right in their living room. And it's a very safe place to be. And we just want to let other people know, hey, Journey Church is out there for you in this time, that we can be strength, that we can be hope, that we can be there with you, okay? So we're very thankful for that. Also want to let you know that a lot of good things are happening. Journey Church is actually growing in this downtime. Just want to let you know that even during this difficult time, last Sunday, we had somewhere below 1 million viewers on Facebook Live. Just somewhere under 1 million viewers, okay?
How much below were we?
Well, I didn't want you to ask how much below 1 million, but I think last count it was like 420 views. So it's cool that that's more than we reach on a Sunday morning. And the cool thing is God is using this opportunity to reach this world in a cool way that God has given us through social media. So why don't we do this? We're going to wind up this afternoon with a word of prayer. But before we pray, I think it's always important to give thanks to God, because there's some things that we have been praying for, and God has answered prayer all for his glory. I'm so thankful that we're getting great reports from Joni. She's recovering, having a complete recovery. Also, we've been praying for a young man from River Falls here. Nolan, you know Jordan Wade. And Jordan had that tragic 60-foot fall, and it put him, he experienced some severe injuries, and he was in, what do they call that, in the hospital, intensive care, critical condition, and we've been praying, and the reports are coming in, and there is recovery taking place, and we say, yay, God, and we want to continue to pray for Jordan. But also today, we want to pray for some of our missionaries who have tested positive for COVID-19, and some of them are in some really tough places right now physically. Just read an email this week, Nolan, of a missionary father that tested positive. Then they found out later his wife also tested positive and their three children. So we want to come before God's throne of grace, and we want to come in Jesus' name, and we want to pray for God to do something that only he can do. So even where you're at today, can we bow our heads together, and can we just agree that God will do some things that only he can do? So Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to reconnect with our church family, our online viewers. And Father, we just thank you that it says in 1 Peter that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in Joni and Jordan. We just pray for a complete continual healing in both of them. But Lord, we also pray for our missionaries. Some of our missionaries are going through very big time challenges right now physically in testing positive to COVID-19. And Lord, we just pray for healing in their bodies. Lord, we just thank you for the promise of Isaiah that says, by your stripes we are healed. And Lord, we just pray that your healing grace would be released into their body. And God, we just pray that health and wholeness will come back into their being. And God, we just pray for miracles, because we believe that you are a miracle-working God. And we believe that with you all things are possible. So thank you, Father, and just pray for healing and victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, that you're building your church as you promised in Matthew, that you would build your church and the gates of hell would not prevail. even during this season, you're building your church and we're reaching more people with the good news of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for all you're doing in Jesus' name. What I want to do right now is I want to encourage all of us, even in this room together, we're going to be praying the Lord's Prayer together. And I want to encourage you, if you're with your family, join hands. If that's a cool thing, it is family. So you can do that. And let's just do this. Let's pray this wonderful prayer that our Savior Jesus taught us. Let's all pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. And all God's people said, amen.
And one last cool thing, this Sunday, as a church family, we're going to do communion together. So we encourage you to get some grape juice and crackers ready for Sunday and just have a special moment together, even though we're not meeting in person.
Okay, I just want to say, Nolan, that will be at the end of the message. So have that prepared when the message starts, and we'll do that as a church family. I love communion because it's a remembrance of what Jesus did for us. So God bless you. Nolan, thank you for joining us today. I love the Journey Church merch. You look good, man. We kind of look like twins today, don't we? So God bless you. Have a great week. If we can help you, please give us a call. We're praying for you, believing God to do great things in your life. God bless you. Bye-bye.